Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcaster named Sean Allen.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
You can't abandon your audience. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's what she did. She abandoned her audience. So she had to go back to her. You know what I mean? Her. And I don't know if anything is wrong with it or not. But so that's what happened with Nicki. Nicki abandoned her pop audience. And the songs weren't doing the numbers. You know what I mean? We know you could rap. We know you could, like, rap. We know you could out-rap all these niggas, you know? We know that, right? But, like, what got you here was the fucking middle America, high schoolers, people on the internet, little kids. That's what got you here. That's why you are Nicki Minaj or Doja Cat, et cetera, et cetera. And you can't, you just can't abandon your audience. You just can't. And it happened with Doja Cat. She did that street shit, attention, or not street, but a little grunge rap, like real hip hop, kind of leaning in the air of real hip hop. I appreciate it because it definitely shows and showcases her talent as a rapper, you know what I mean? Or a person that could dip in and out of different genres. But that's not why she's Doja Cat. You know what I mean? You got to do the Say So's. You got to do the fucking Juicy Fruits or whatever that song she had with Tyga. All that, you know what I mean? You got to stick to the formula and you got to put that shit in the album. You can't put that on a lead single or that could be your last single. You know what I mean? And that's
crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's like, you make your bed and lay in it, man.
I think, you know what? I think that, because I say this shit the same with Drake.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas is like prisoner to their own.
Yeah.
Almost to their own success a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, Drake, in my opinion, right?
Right.
Drake can't go 2 years without dropping something. He can't.
So?
He can't.
So, I feel like we talked about this offline before. Black music is black art. But we're talking about music, right? Black art, or black music, I mean, is in the pits. It's on the floor. You know what I mean? It's on the floor. And black artists have to stay in rotation and keep dropping music.
That's interesting.
They have to stay in rotation.
That's interesting.
You don't see Harry Styles doing a drop like that, or Taylor Swift, or Dua Lipa.
Adele.
You don't, you know, because the entry level for white artists and labels, they're investing into white artists. They're putting money behind them. They're giving them artist development, media training, et cetera, et cetera. They're giving them campaigns with Dolce & Gabbana and Versace and all these things. They don't do that for black artists because niggas ain't selling drugs no more. They want to rap. You know what I mean? And in turn, that culture now where you could just make music out of your bedroom and, you know, that's a new bag, whatever. So that's what we say. It hurt the quality of our music and just our culture in general when it comes to art, media art, you know, mixed media art. It's this is why I don't like working like award shows or music award shows, Billboard Awards, BET Awards, because I don't know anybody that's there. I know the artists and I be knowing their songs.
Yeah.
They be hit, they be popping for this year, but they would not be here next year.
Right.
They would not be here next year. I know their team. I've been knowing their teams, the managers, the PRs, whatever, the handlers at the TV and film award shows because they are legacy acts. They've been there forever.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the BET Awards, all the people that were on the red carpet at the BET Awards would not be there next year. From the manager to the PR, because music, black music moves so fast. You know what I mean? It's a low entry level.
Do you feel like that's the same that goes for R&B too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just black music as a whole. Because these R&B acts, like these rap acts, they don't know they're talented, but they don't know music. They're not artists. You know what I mean? They're not artists. They don't study. They're not educated. You know, I think I said this to you before, working with this R&B girl from South Central. I don't know if I should say her name, but, but she could sing her fucking face
ass off. Yeah.
But don't know about the Clark sisters. Don't know about Aretha, Whitney, you know, Brandy, whatever. And she kind of sounds like Brandy. You know what I mean? And she don't even know she sounds like Brandy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're just... Because that's the new bag. That's like the new, like, that's the new, like, that's the new bag.
Right.
As we say, you know what I mean?
That's crazy.
And then, like, it's so easy to kind of, not easy, but it's easy to go viral. It's easy to, you know, get in the space of being a talent, a music talent. I'm not going to say artist or musician. These people are neither. It's not easy because I don't want to undermine anybody's journey, but it's easier to get in the doors temporarily now than it was years ago.
Years ago.
You know, because years ago, these labels were investing into black artists and shit like that. Like that shit at the BET Awards is, and I don't want to talk shit about, I'm not going to be negative. Anytime when black people get together and celebrate and are celebrated, it's a beautiful thing, right? But I came to the conclusion this year that I'm not the demographic of the BET Awards are not for me. They're not trying to sell their services to me.
Why you what made you come to that conclusion? I'm kind of curious.
Because
you feel like so you must be talking about what I feel like what you're gonna talk about is the shit surrounding the award show. Or like the energy of the award show. Like,
listen.
I know.
I don't know who's listening to this.
Right.
I grew up on Tupac, Biggie, you know, Bad Boy, Missy, Tim, Pharrell, MF Doom, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, fucking Michael Jackson, Janet. I grew up on people who had talent, who were artists, who were amazing, who were innovators, who were the blueprint. Brandy, I can name so many people. And none of that exists. Summer Walker's dope as fuck. She can sing, but she just don't have that, to me, my personal opinion. It's just not the same.
Yeah. I think, you know, honestly, I feel like, obviously, and I hear you too, but you know who gives me those vibes a lot?
Who?
Coco Jones.
Oh, so this is why Coco Jones is Coco Jones. Coco Jones come from that Disney Nickelodeon lineage where you had to be the actor, the singer, the dancer.
One-stop shop type
shit. One-stop shop. And that's why Coco Jones is dope and give you old school real R&B vibes. You know what I mean? And people think this is their first album. This is their first piece of music. No, she got like four albums out.
Yeah.
But this is the first time that she... But I like her trajectory. I like the slow burn. I like that she's been in the game for a minute and she's getting her recognition. I like the fact that people love that Fresh Prince of Bel-Air shit and people love that Disney stuff that she did back in the day.
Yeah.
And people love the music, but they are not connecting the dots. They're not recognizing.
Oh, that's old
all
girl.
The same person.
Yeah.
So she's a huge like actress over here for like the grown black people on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Shout out to Peacock. Then she's the R&B singer. People don't even know how she looked, but they hear those songs on the radio, on the KJLH. Shout out to KJLH. They hear those real R&B vibes. She can sing her ass off. Then there's the people who grew up on the Disney's and stuff like that.
And that's
dope. So she has like three careers at the same time.
right.
And she's only like 24, 22, 23 years old. And then she's a dark chocolate girl, fine ass girl
beautiful.
Too. Her mama looks good. You saw her mama?
Negative.
Her mama is fine. I'm just like, I'm at that weird age where I be kind of like looking at the young, then looking
at the mamas.
The young is of age, so don't be getting
no weird little.
Yeah, but I'm like, her mom is like,
right?
Okay, Coco. Her name is Courtney. So
Courtney.
Call her Coco. But anyway, Coco Jones is dope, man. What you think about Coco Jones?
Yeah, bro, I think she fire. Definitely. Yeah. I feel like she's like a part of that ilk that it's just feels familiar. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This feels familiar. And also, too, just because of, like the, in my opinion, right?
Right.
When I look at R&B and rap, they're like brother and sister to me.
Right.
Like brother and sister. So, you know what I'm saying? So, for me, it's just like, especially now, when we look at rap and R&B, they're doing some of the same shit.
Right.
So much that both genres just feel like they're suffering from, like, just a lack of balance within the force. Like, there is no wholesome, not even wholesome, my nigga, but just, like, there's no, like, good quality music.
There's not, man.
With substance. It's all dark fucking, you know what I'm saying? Dark-ass shit. Niggas want to kill, pop pills, take advantage of niggas, twerk, whatever the fuck. You know, whatever the cliche shit that niggas be saying. But it's the truth, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just to hit the convo on the nose of, like, the state of hip hop. There's no balance in the force, bro. Ain't no balance no more, nigga.
It really isn't. It's like even like the flop whack shit that we grew up on. I look back at it and I'm like, wait, he really was like dope.
Yeah.
Bow Wow.
Right.
You know what I mean? I wasn't clocked in on Bow when he was doing his thing. I was, but I wasn't. I was kind of old or whatever.
Right.
But, like, in retrospect, I'm like, Bow Wow was really, like, doing the numbers. And Bow Wow was, you know, maybe Jermaine Dupri was writing his raps or not. That's been a debate since the beginning of time. But he was still a force, right? And I hate that I'm bringing him up because what he said.
Right.
Actually, let me play this clip.
Sure.
So we can kind of.
And the reason, and now we finally get to a point where I feel like now it's about to shift back into the real. Like, you really got to have talent. You really got to go. I think people are starting to get tired of it now. That's why you don't see nothing charting. Everything sound the same. Every girl want to get a bag, get a rich, spin the block. I'm sliding on the eye. Everything is sound the same. Ain't nobody doing nothing different. So it's time to shake the game up and get it back to what it need to get back to. And that's just the real essence of artistry and real good music. Like, that's going to last forever. Like,
is there anybody that...
I don't know. I ain't heard nothing that I say, I'm going to hear this 30 years from now.
Wow.
Nothing.
There's nobody.
I mean, Drake, Kendrick, and I would say Cole. Other than that. And I feel like
now... He's telling the truth. And it's Bow Wow, right? And when Bow Wow said that, I went back and I was like, Bow Wow do have some bangers. I actually have 4 hours of Bow Wow on my phone.
Yeah.
Not, like, subconsciously, though, right?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I was there when he was doing his thing, but I was there.
Was older.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But for him to say that, I'm like, Bow Wow was an artist, though. He took his shit and his craft, whether he wrote his rhymes or not. It was just the packaging, the artist development behind it, the media training behind it, the movies he was doing, the producers that he had his hands on. You know what I mean? These new rappers are just, we won't know a song in 30 years.
Sean Allen.
The problem with Drake is that Drake, I'm talking a lot of shit. Drake is dope. Drake could be if somebody say Drake is the greatest of all time, I wouldn't argue with them. Mm. Not for me. He's not the greatest of all time for me.
Right.
I don't even know if he's in my top five, but I get it, right?
Yeah.
Drake's career is because he, to me, my this is my opinion, he rode the wave of the next upcoming artist. So the next hot rapper that comes out, Drake will hop on a feature with Lil Durk or with the City Girls or
Lil Baby,
you know, Da Baby. He has songs with all these rappers who were
popping,
promising careers.
Right.
And then he'll go on to the next, right? And, you know, but these new upcoming rappers, they want a Drake feature because that kind of, that's probably going to be their only bag.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
So that has been Drake's formula to me, and that's how Drake has been able to sustain so long.
So long.
You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
And then the labels behind him. Now he's proven, you know, he's been in the game for all these years.
Yep.
He's a force, right? So the labels are going to put money behind him. He's going to get the big advances. He's able to charge $1 million, $2 million per feature. You know what I mean? He's able to get the big budget videos because the return. We already know there's a return on a Drake feature on a Drake record. So that's why Drake exists. Now, if these rappers stop making music and Drake don't have no more waves to ride, Drake is going to hop on that pop train. He going to be making songs with Taylor Swift, the Dua Lipas, and those type of girls. You, Drake rides waves. You know what I mean? Kendrick Lamar does too. For real. Kendrick kind of low-key hopped on the Taylor thing. I know you don't know what the Taylor Swift. They got a song together.
Nah, I think I do. But that was like what? That was, what album was that? That wasn't after, what album was that?
Bro? That was right before Damn, and it was on Taylor Swift's album.
I remember. Yep, I remember.
You know, and he, you know, Cole kind of do it too. Cole do it like in a subtle way. Cole got a song with Lil Durk.
That just dropped, yeah.
You know that song with the little kids in it?
I know like the little melody. I ain't checked that shit
but
out.
But like Cole, you're not even that type of artist. You're not even that type of rapper. Right. But why are you on this type of record? You know what I mean? Cool record or whatever, but like these rappers know what they got to do to kind of stay relevant or whatever. But I'm just talking.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts?
I think that especially when it comes to Drake, I just think that this nigga, I've heard that a lot,
right?
By the way, I heard that a lot as far as him being like a surfer or whatever, like a wave rider, which I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing. I just think that when it comes to the type of music that we gonna hear from bro, he's trapped. He can't make.
It's not innovative.
He can't go and do a Kendrick Lamar conscious record.
Oh wow.
He can't go and do a fucking, he can't do it. Like he can if he really just put his foot down, right? Cause like God's plan, like the energy of God's plan is like uplifting and dope.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then when you take a look at the music video, that shit was fucking fire. I had niggas crying, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That was like his Michael Jackson moment.
Yeah, that's a dope ass point. That's a dope ass point. You know what I'm saying? But like I would love to see this nigga going in off into that vein. Like I want to see him do like some, like take Pound Cake, take that record, and do an album. Nigga, you got everything else.
Oh, I'm like,
you feel what I'm saying?
Pound Cake,
the record with Jay-Z. That was off. I forgot what album that was, but like I would love to see. I love when the niggas start rapping, like when he goes and fucks with Rick Ross and they get a Gold Roses record. Like that shit is fire to me. You know what I'm saying?
I think the problem, my problem with Drake is too much music, but he has to stay in rotation.
He has to, yeah.
He has to stay in rotation,
right? Because I guarantee you, bro. If we go with, I don't even know. Like, if we know the window that he drops, you know what I'm saying? Right. But I know it's within a year. He can't go past fucking 9 months, 6 months. He can't. He just can't because he's in the pop space. And what I mean by pop, I mean like just like the trendy trap rap shit. He's in that space. And them niggas is on the train. Right. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas can't drop. they all cannot drop. Outside of 6 months, they can't.
Right.
Or else, it just becomes more of what you saying, right? All right, your window gonna bleed out.
Yeah.
Because you outside your window.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But that's your fault. You want to be in this trendy ass space.
Yeah.
Trendy shit is trendy. That shit is gone. It's just here today, nigga. Gone fucking tonight.
Right.
No, you know what I'm saying?
For real. Drake riding those waves and coming to the top of the charts is the reason why he can't sit for a year or 2 years like Kendrick or Cole and don't do shit.
Nigga, Kendrick gave us a record.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile.
Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
After 5 years, bro.
Right.
God damn.
And kind of dipped out. Did his little videos and his little singles.
Bro, not one interview.
Yeah. Because Kendrick wasn't trying to ride the waves of those new rappers. But Kendrick did his shit. He was.
Right. He's afforded that. Yeah. He's built enough of an island.
That's an artist.
Yeah, for sure. Just like, you know, I feel like Cole is, that nigga's a different, that nigga's a monster. Like, that nigga will do some shit like that where we don't have an album for like 4 years or 3 years, but he'll hop on every feature and will smoke niggas.
Which is kind of a problem for me now.
I feel you. But he hasn't necessarily done that since 2022. For real. Like, he had a run, nigga. That nigga was on everything. And it sounded straight. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like it was okay because he didn't have an album necessarily.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
So it felt a little bit more, even though niggas might find it a little problematic, it felt a little bit more organic because it wasn't the album. So niggas wasn't like, oh, he's only doing this. It was like, nah, he just really was trying to be on a tear.
Do J. Cole have a song with Drake?
Yeah, like a minute ago.
What song is it?
You remember the shit, In the Morning. Can I Hit It in the Morning?
Oh.
Yeah.
I forgot all about that. Drake got so much shit that I don't remember. You know what I mean? But Drake is dope. But like Drake, again, for him to sustain, he has to hop on those waves.
Hop on those waves and drop within a certain time.
Do you be peeping how he be meddling with the new rap girls? Like he'll be like on an Ice Spice, not a song with her, but he'll be like,
like out in like her on Instagram or with some shit. Yeah, for sure.
And just kind of like cringy.
I feel you.
You know, nigga, you're 40 years old and that's a little ass girl.
That's a little ass girl. I feel you.
You know, and then like Sexy Red, you seen him like liking her shit. And I'm just like, why, Drake? Like, why? You know, but he has to do that because he has to do that to sustain.
Sustain.
You know what I mean? The City Girls thing, which is dope because that was a shout out to Nola. But, you know, it's just Drake, man. He kind of he shot himself in the foot with that. Mm. You know what I mean? With trying to ride those waves and be like a public persona, which is a part of his thing. He ain't trying to be like Beyonce or because Beyonce don't do features.
She don't do features, dog.
You know what I mean?
Adele don't do features, dog. Damn.
Okay, Beyonce do features because somebody will be in the comments and be like,
oh, that's true. Yeah.
She do features, but. That's like charity work with Beyonce. Beyonce don't need to do features. Adele don't do features. And they drop like every 4 or 5 years.
Every 4 or 5 years.
You know what I mean? Every four or five years. These black artists, man, these black labels, again, these labels know that these black people want to get out the hood or whatever their story is, and they'll give them a quick little bag, a cute little song for time being, won't invest in the artists again. We would never hear from these artists again. That's why a rap record hasn't charted since Britney Spears. It kind of is Britney Spears, but that Nicki Minaj shit that came out with the Super Freak, Rick James shit. Yeah. That was the last rap song to fucking chart, go number one. And then to me, that don't even really count because Nicki Minaj is like a legacy artist.
Yeah.
People go buy and support just because she's Nicki Minaj. You know what I mean? Shout out to Nicki too. I fuck with Nicki. I know that. But that song, man, and then back to Abandoning Your Audience. Mm-hmm. That was Nicki Minaj's first number one single solo, and it went back into her pop shit. Mm. All that hard rap shit she was doing that got her to be the rap queen did not get her her number one record. A pop fucking Ryan Seacrest song. You know what I mean? But that's who got her to
got her own
Nicki Minaj status, you know?
Yeah.
So
I think it's interesting, bro. I think it's like, you know, especially when we talk about just like the female rapper. It's you know, for me, there is no difference. Like, you niggas is just doing the same shit on a different side.
Right.
Instead of talking about you fucking bitches, you're going to twerk on stage.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's your claim to fame. Niggas want to go see you twerk.
Right.
Which is whatever. Like, it's cool, but it's a problem because that's all that we see. That's why it's problematic.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There isn't somebody to balance your ass.
Right.
You know? Like, ain't nobody balancing you.
I was at Missy Elliott's birthday party, and I've been a day one fan of Missy Elliott. Let me, for my listeners, to be like, Missy Elliott, whatever. People want to know how I got there with Missy Elliott, right? So my sister, I grew up one or two, Jodeci, right?
Yeah.
My sister loved Jodeci, and my sister still, who don't love Jodeci? And Missy Elliott was on one of their albums. So, I connected with that. Connected with Jodeci, obviously, but I was aware of Missy Elliott and Timberland because it was on that second album, Diary of a Mad Band. And so I kind of just followed them, just out of curiosity. So Missy dropped. I was there from day one. The shit was innovative. We never seen or heard anything like it before. I was a fan of Aaliyah. So that kind of I was there from the beginning. And, you know, fast forward 27 years later, I was at her 52nd birthday party. But anyway, I was there at her party, and it was dope as fuck. And it was like a surreal moment because I was like, I remember the first time
I heard
your music or heard you. I remember the first time where I saw your video and saw how you look or all those firsts. And I remember that nobody was really fucking with it back in the day but me.
Mm.
And
because niggas felt it was weird or whatever.
Yeah, it was weird. You know what I mean? It was light years ahead of.
It was innovative.
It was extremely innovative.
Yeah.
And just seeing like the recognition she got and that she gets now and the flowers, the accolades and yada, yada, yada. But the thing that kind of really hit me, I was like, we don't have anything like that. These young kids don't have anything like that now at all. Like, who is, you know, the new Missy Elliott's, or who is the person that you could compare to Missy and Tim, you know, with the sound, with the music, the style? They don't have anything like that. It was just a takeaway. A big takeaway when I was there was, like, I grew up on some dope-ass music, man.
Yeah, for sure.
I had access to so much dope shit. And I feel sorry for these kids now who don't have the music and the shit that I came up on. Why do you know about Missy Elliott?
Well, just in general, like, I feel like the same. Just Aaliyah.
Yeah.
And then just seeing crazy-ass, you know, 106 Apart. Seeing that crazy-ass video, Work It. That video was, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Right.
And that's not in a bad way. You know what I'm saying? But just like, that shit was just kind of, it was fun and it was just crazy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, her and just, I feel like maybe big time, like Aaliyah. I know, like, they just, I don't separate them at all. Right. Like, it's all kind of like a big ass conglomerate. Like her, Busta
Rhymes,
Tim.
Yeah.
Aaliyah, I kind of just put them in the same space. You know what I'm saying?
Busta Rhymes, man, I seen him perform. Did I see him I went to the Wu-Tang, the State of New York thing at Hollywood Bowl a few months ago.
Oh, shit.
Busta Rhymes was there. Mm-hmm. Busta Rhymes was there. Just incredible, man. Just like, man, I get chills even thinking about it. I grew up with some amazing ass fucking music.
Yeah.
I had so much. We didn't have no internet. And I had access to so much fucking.
You know what? Do you think? Well, I mean, I know, like, the backdrop of what we're talking about, the internet has a big stake in maybe to do with the watered down nature.
Yeah.
Of our
quality has suffered.
Mm-hmm, of our genre. But I think it goes back to what you were saying earlier.
The more access to.
More access.
Whacker quality.
Mm-hmm. And, like, you know. I always been like an anti-establishment nigga.
Right.
I always been like a fuck the gatekeepers.
Right.
So I appreciate that niggas can drop a song from their bedroom. Nigga, we didn't grow up on that.
That's true too.
You know what I'm saying? We didn't grow up on that. Who knows how niggas had to get they shit spun
right
back then. You know what I'm saying? But niggas can literally go and drop a wherever. Nigga be in the bathroom, drop a record, nigga.
Right, right.
That's dope. The thing is, like, again, like you said,
the quality
the
has
quality is fucking. And it's the thing. Like, I feel like me and you, we're pretty biased, but we're not at the same time. Like, we just have a preference, and we're willing to listen to whatever is dope.
Right.
So when we say this shit, we're not saying because we have a strong bias for our specific taste. Like, the shit is legit trash out here.
Right.
It's legit ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not good.
Terrible.
It's whatever type of hip hop niggas talk about, whatever, trap rap, underground, you know, purist pop rap, whatever. Like, a lot of this shit is bad.
Let me ask you this: what is hip hop?
So, for me, not to sound old, but obviously, I think about a Dear Mama.
Tupac.
I think about shit. Even just to be in a newer space, I think about a Mama Just Smile by Rick Ross featuring CeeLo Green. Fire record. Extremely comparable to Dear Mama, in my opinion. You gotta hear it. You gotta hear it, bro. You gotta hear it. That shit, that nigga Rick Ross is absolutely a slept on nigga when it comes to music. You know what I'm saying? I know he's known for BMF and all of these different big songs, but when you listen to
oh, dope, he be rapping his ass off.
Oh, that nigga is crazy when you want to.
He had a great formula too, because the singles he did a great job at picking those singles on those radio records.
Oh yeah,
amazing job. Oh, yeah. Cause those are his weakest shits.
Right, you couldn't go nowhere without listening to BMF.
But you know I don't know if I would class. Okay, so when I think of hip hop, I think of like. Hip hop, the culture, which is everything we are talking about, right?
Right.
It's clothing, it's fucking food.
Got
it's
you.
The hood.
Got you.
The look, it's hair.
The reason why I'm not trying to go into those spaces is because I feel like there's a hyper sense of that. And ironically, the music isn't matching the energy of what we're seeing.
So I think hip hop is everything.
Got you. Got okay? you.
And I think, but I, with saying that, I think that there's hip hop music as well.
Gotcha.
And there's rap music. And I think Rick Ross was rap.
I'm with you.
More of the like subgenre of just like rap, right?
Gotcha.
When I think of like hip hop music, I don't even know if I'm putting Kendrick in. Kendrick could do hip hop records, but I'm thinking of like Guru and Gangstar. I think of fucking MF Doom. Yeah. I think of fucking Rhapsody. I think of fucking the shit you do. Those are like real
hip hop
records
you.
That's not made and packaged for the radio.
Got
you know what
you.
I mean? The got beat you. Is different. You know, like the so there's hip hop, the culture, which
encompasses everything. I'm with you.
Then there's hip hop, the actual music and the foundational like rap shit, lyricism and stuff like that. And then there's rap, which is the rap. Rick Rosses and shit like that. And then there's pop rap. And then there's alternative, you know, there's genres of all, you know, I think Rick Ross is rap.
Within the rap space. I got you.
You know, I don't think he's hip hop.
I'm with you.
See what I'm saying?
So Common, hip hop. For sure. So, see, I feel like we got to bring it back home, but who do you look at that's hip hop today? We got Rhapsody. That's one. Right,
Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole,
K. Dot,
and you know,
Cole they, for sure.
They do a great job at riding that line.
Yeah,
I think Larry June.
Oh, Larry June is hip hop.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I think Larry June. I think Larry June does a great.
You know I fuck with you.
He does a good job at kind of riding the line. That shit with him and Alchemist is fire. Shout out to Alchemist too. Alchemist is one of the best, most consistent hip hop producers.
Yeah, man. Alchemist is a fucking legend.
Him, DJ Premier. Who else was making beats on that in that sector?
Life Wonder.
Yeah, you know. So, but Larry June is like. But then there's a bunch of like sub genres of like hip hop and rap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because some people will argue that Larry June ain't hip hop, but he's not aiming for radio. You see what I'm saying?
That's true.
So, but who is hip hop?
I mean, you know, just in general, just because I did
name a hip hop person.
Just because I did a record. For that nigga, for like one of his little offshoot mixtapes, Benny the Butcher,
that's hip hop.
He's hip hop. The whole Griselda camp, they're hip hop.
Yes.
Shit,
Slaughterhouse and all that shit.
You know, when it was a group for sure, that's hip hop. Who else, bro? Who else? I think J Rock is hip hop, but nah, I think he's more of a rapper.
Okay.
But them TDE niggas I look at as a hip hop stable. Like them niggas is hip hop for sure.
Schoolboy?
For sure. No. He's more rap. He's more rap. Cause he's a street nigga.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He's a street nigga. So he gotta be in the rap space.
Absol, hip hop.
He's hip hop within the group.
Yeah.
He's hip hop. Soul is hip hop, solo. He's hip hop for sure. But like, you know, Conway, Westside Gunn, even though I hate that nigga voice.
Here's the thing, too, like, I want to be clear on what we're saying to our listeners is all these niggas are hip-hop, and they do hip-hop records, and they do rap records. They're rappers that do hip-hop records. They're hip-hop lyricists who do rap records. That's a thing. And you kind of, and it could be the beat that makes it different. It could be the content of the record that makes it different.
Exactly.
A feature could fuck up and change the whole genre of a song. So
that's a beautiful. That's a bar. You know God what I mean? Damn it. That's a bar.
That's the beautiful thing about hip hop, rap/rap. You know what I mean? So we want to be clear on that to our listeners. We know what the fuck we're talking about.
Right.
You know, but I just want it to go back to the days of, and it's here because it's still obtainable because we got the fucking Larry Junes. We got the fucking. Mm-hmm. I don't even feel like we can name Kendrick and Cole though. I feel like
every time you say them, I do hear like in my back of my mind you putting them in the legacy act.
Yeah, and it's just like that's not fair.
That's not fair.
But that's all we got.
Right. That's true.
You know what I mean? We don't have nobody that's doing it like them. But I think Larry June reminds me of Dom Kennedy in so many ways.
I can't. I don't really like saying one without the other, fool. I ain't gonna even hold you.
Yeah. And like I feel twins. Like, and I fuck with Larry June, man. Larry June is dope. He fucking articulate on stage. He performs well. I seen him when he was at the fucking observatory in Santa Ana.
Niggas fuck with him down here.
Yeah, he dope as fuck, man. But he is... He see what Dom did wrong, and he's like morphed it into. Like,
I think that's fair. That's okay.
Yeah,
especially because they in the, you know, they in the same camp. And I think he signed to Dom.
So you know, you're just saying something I don't know anything about. Mm-hmm. Is that a thing for real?
No, for sure. I think bro signed to Dom. So it makes more sense now that we talk about, because I completely forgot about that shit.
Wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
So it makes a lot of sense because I was thinking the same thing. I forgot to make the connection. I'm like, shit. He would know because he's literally with underneath that nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro.
I did not know that. So, like, artists like that, I don't need to dive into, like, I'm a credits person. I'll follow the producer before I follow the artist.
Yeah, because you're just more musically inclined to do that, for sure.
But
that's dope.
Larry, wait, captured me with Larry's. I saw him in an accident like a couple of years ago in San Francisco. And I'm like, oh, he's dope as fuck. And then I got into like the way he was marketing his projects and stuff like that. And I really dove into his shit. I'm like, okay, this nigga is dope as fuck. He's he He has a vision.
You got a vision.
He has a vision to the way he markets his records, the theme of his records. It's conceptualized. I'm like, okay, let me fuck with him. And I dived in and I went to go see him at the Observatory. Then he's dope on stage. You know what I mean?
Sean Allen.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.